Perhaps the biggest bill Ohio lawmakers passed happened in June, a $1.3 billion measure funding capital projects and providing $350 million in federal CARES Act money for improvements for schools and public entities in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. In September, lawmakers also passed legislation that protected schools and businesses from being sued because of the transmission of coronavirus. Governor Mike DeWine said the legislation does two things.
One is to save lives, and the other is to get kids in school.
Some lawmakers and Ohioans took issue with DeWine's response to the pandemic, sparking protests at the Ohio State House in the summer.
Our freedom is essential!
Our constitutional rights!
They claimed DeWine was killing Ohio's economy, and some said he was picking winners and losers by allowing large retailers to stay open as essential while ordering shutdowns of some small mom-and-pop businesses that sold some of the same items. Republicans pushed a bill to strip DeWine of having that power to close businesses, but he vetoed it. They didn't try to override it. But Republican Senate President Larry Obhoff said instead they included that part about business equity in an appropriations bill passed during lame duck. At the onset of the pandemic, businesses were allowed to serve alcoholic drinks with to-go meals. That became permanent this fall. Representative D.J. Swearingen quoted the Rolling Stones when arguing for the bill, allowing up to 3 carry-out drinks per meal in sealed or covered containers.
You can't always get what you want, but sometimes you get what you need. And the bar and restaurant owners in Ohio right now need this bill.
Alcoholic ice cream also became legal in Ohio this year. But this was a challenging year for some lawmakers. Several members on both sides of the aisle in both chambers tested positive for COVID. Democratic representatives John Patterson and John Rogers were hospitalized. And House members had to take time out in the summer to replace Republican Larry Householder as Speaker after he was charged with several federal felonies, including bribery and racketeering. But before the 2-year session ended in December, lawmakers tackled a perennial favorite, abortion bills. One prevents doctors from using telemedicine to prescribe medication that causes abortion. Another requires fetal remains from surgical abortions to be buried or cremated. Democratic Representative Erica Crawley called her Republican colleagues who voted to pass that one hypocrites because they aren't passing proposed legislation that would deal with infant and maternal mortality.
It is unacceptable that this General Assembly, the members in this House and chamber, will continue to talk about the dignity of life, but allow women to continue to die.
Ohio lawmakers also passed a bill that would stop surprise medical bills from out-of-network providers. That bill will be important to many Ohioans because many hospitals are closing the year at or near capacity due to COVID-19 patients. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.